how do driven entrepreneurs like you and me, who want to play the game of life at our full potential, actually do that so that we net seven figures a year and experience the overall exceptional life? It's all about leveraging our most valuable asset, our brain. But how do we train our brain to actually rewire our autopilot so that all of the right actions and focus happens automatically without thinking as we create the exceptional life in business, health, and our significant other relationships? These are the questions, and this is the podcast that answers them. This is where your net seven figures a year freedom begins.
Welcome, I'm Kelly Hatfield.
Hey, and I'm John Mitchell. And today we've got an interesting topic, I think. We're going to talk about this idea of netting seven figures a year. And I know that sounds like it's all about the money, right? But it's not all about the money. In fact, interestingly, money may be one of the lesser things it's about. Kelly, would you agree with that?
Yeah, 100% I would agree with that. I think people can get, you know, lost in that message of netting seven figures because it feels really overwhelming and it feels like there's a big, you know, gap to fill to get from where they are to where they want to go. And I think so I think there's an immediate resistance maybe when people hear that, you know, and I think too that people's beliefs around money also have something to do with their feelings when we say that statement, netting seven figures, you know, and it does make it sound all about the money.
Right, right. Well, and you know, when you don't have money, it is all about the money. I mean, totally. Right? Or when you don't have enough money. And I think one of the things that I find interesting is that every one of our clients at some level doubts whether they can net seven figures a year. Although, you know, half of them typically already are coming in netting seven, but and maybe it's not half, but, you know, a lot of them are, but probably a few more are netting six figures a year, and they all come in not sure they can do it. And mm-hmm. I'm like, boy, I'm right there with you. I thought that myself. I don't know, when I taught you this, did you feel that way?
You know, I felt, I didn't feel that way about netting seven. I felt that way at the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey. Like, I think I set my first goal at, you know, like, I think it was a couple hundred thousand. And I right. felt like that was like huge, you know what I mean? Right. When I first, you know, and then it was like, oh, well, that was, you know, and then it was a million and that felt like it was going to be, you know, and right now too, I'm talking about revenue. I'm not talking right. about netting right now. So these numbers felt big early on. And I think with each hitting each one of those little benchmarks, my confidence grew. You know, so the idea of netting seven was exciting to me. It didn't seem like it wasn't possible because I had proved in my mind over the course of my, you know, at that point in time, it had been a 9-year entrepreneurial journey that I could hit the different, right. You know, goals I'd set for myself. So for me, it was more an exciting thing, but it did feel like, oh, well, I knew, but here's the other thing too. This is about, if somebody's done it before you, they've proved it's possible.
Yeah.
So for me, you know, I'm like, well, you know, obviously I'm talking to somebody. So I've got somebody teaching me who can show me how to get there. But then I know all of these, you know, other entrepreneurs that have done the same thing and business people and people that I aspire to be. So I knew it was possible. And I think that's, you know, for me, where the distinction is.
You know, I tell you, I don't have much patience for people that say, hey, I'm making $1 million a year. And then you dig in and you find out they're grossing $1 million and they're netting $100,000.
Right.
I'm like, it's all about the net, gang.
Yeah.
you know, forget the gross. But I know when I was, you know, I don't know, in my 40s, I thought I was sharp, but you couldn't prove it by my track record. You know, I was semi-sharp, I guess. And so I had that doubt. And then once I I did it. I mean, I remember going from 300,000 net 1 year to 1.5 million. And I was like, whoa, this is good. Yeah. And I saw that it was way more than the money. It changed my relationship with myself, my sense of what I could accomplish in the world, that I could make a dent in the world, not just a dent in my world, but maybe potentially a dent in the world. Did you feel that way too?
Absolutely. And I think too, that's one thing, you know, I want to visit a little bit about, you know, for me, this honestly was never about the money. I never made it about the money and netting seven figures a year. For me, it was real purposeful. Like I knew the more money I earned, the more I could serve, the more value I could bring. I have a real purpose tied to what it is that I do, and being able to provide solutions and help other people grow. And, you know, so for me, it, and that's just the way I work. If I'd set a goal that was specific to money and I didn't have my purpose tied around it, and, you know, then it wouldn't have felt authentic to who I am. And so I think that's important, you know, when you're listening to us today, that you're thinking about that. But for me, it was about, and I know this maybe sounds corny, or, but it was about who I became on the journey to netting $1 million. Like from where I was to where I am, I had to become like the next version of myself at each one of the different kind of benchmarks. You know what I mean? I had to continue to up level. And I'm still like, there's the next version of me that I'm aspiring to be right now. This isn't a finish line.
This is not the finished product?
No way, baby. There's more.
Wow. I can't wait to see the finished product or the next version.
But that's what this is about. And so for those of you that maybe the idea of netting seven figures a year sits weird with you, you know what I mean? Or doesn't resonate with you. You've got to understand too, that it's about what seven figures a year can do for you, for your family, for the people you serve, for your purpose, as you mentioned, John. It's about those things. It's about freedom. It's about freedom with your time, freedom to make decisions about your life that don't involve money. I mean, wouldn't that be amazing to be able to make a decision and move a chess piece around your board of life and not be, I don't know if we can afford to do that right now. Or maybe like to be at that point where all of your decisions you're making are, you're making in the best interest of you and what's right for you. And money isn't even a factor or part of the deciding factor in whether you're going to move forward with it, with that or not. That's part of the freedom of this too.
You know, I tell you, I feel so blessed to be at that point. You know, Ginger kids me, she says, you know, you're like the president. You buy whatever you want to buy. You never, because she handles, you know, all the accounting and writing the checks and all that. And I've thought about that often, that, you know, through most of my life, I had to be concerned about what I spend. And now money has no meaning at all to me. And I feel blessed. And you know, the other sort of point I wanted to say is that I know this about myself and you. You know, we're no different than our audience, really. You know, we're bright, okay, but there's a lot of bright people out there. And I look at our clients, and they all sort of don't really firmly believe they can do it, because of course they don't, because until you do it, you don't know that you can do it. But I'm just saying to our audience, and again, you got to be an entrepreneur. Yeah, I doubt you're going to be making $1 million a year net if you're working for somebody. But if you're an entrepreneur, you may not think you can do it, but I'm just telling you can. And it starts with controlling your morning mindset. Your morning routine is going to determine where your life goes, right?
Yep. It sets the entire tone for your day. The entire tone for your day happens first thing in the morning. You know, and that's why with the 12 minute a day methodology, why that's so critical, because it's again, getting your subconscious mind aligned for the day. You know, your reticular activating system is laser focused and is looking for the things that it needs to be looking into and bringing into your awareness, you know, that are going to serve what your goals are, which is what you are also reminding yourself of each day when you're reading this 12 minute a day methodology. So it is the primer that sets the tone for the entire rest of your day and just critical. You know, that is the linchpin.
Well, and you know, the reality is, and I don't know that we've always done a great job of explaining this, but this is so simple, it hurts. Mm-hmm. 95% of your daily actions are unconscious. You know, either buy that or you don't buy it. You can go Google it if you're not sure about it, but I'm telling you, it's true. But if you can grasp that one thing and think about it, it's a game changer, because I see what happens oftentimes when I talk to people about it. They hear it and it goes in one ear and out the other, and they go, wow, that's interesting. Yeah. That's cool. But they do nothing about it. Whereas, you know, when I got that from reading Think and Grow Rich initially, I'm like, this is a game changer. Now I get how profound this is, that 95% of my daily actions are unconscious, because my daily actions are determining my success in each area of my life, and I don't control it. And you know, that's, it evolved. I saw I controlled my intentions, and it's through that morning routine that you create the repetition that the subconscious mind needs to influence those unconscious daily actions. But at the end of the day, it all comes back to 95% of your daily actions are unconscious. And when you get that, your life is never the same, I think.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I want you to be thinking about this as you're listening, is, so your subconscious is, those are your current, you know, so unless you're reprogramming this, and you're, you know, setting the tone for it every day, your subconscious, they're your current habits, you know, they're your current patterns. They're the stories that you tell yourself about yourself. They're all that baggage that you've got, that you've been dragging around with you forever. And the grooves on the record player that just keep, it's those things. So if you've got stories about money, and what money means, if you've got stories about yourself that, man, every time I hit this level, I just can't seem to get to the next thing. If that's what's running on your subconscious right now, on your, you know, in that autopilot. So unless you are doing something to inform it and to reformat that subconscious from the way you've been thinking about life to this
rewire
new way,
it.
To where, yeah, and into where you want to be going, and the habits that you need and who you need to be to show up as that version of yourself, then it's practically impossible, because that subconscious is so powerful that unless you're doing something to actively influence it and be intentional about it, man, you're making it about seven figures harder than it needs to be a million times.
If you're not doing anything about it with your morning routine, then you're innately wired for survival, and you're fear-based and you're reactive. And so, you know, it's this just seems so simple to me, that ultimately your life is determined by your morning routine. And you know, one other thing I think that was interesting, when I turned 50, I saw, as materialistic as it was, that I had to start netting seven figures a year. And that's all I thought about. I thought, you know, I don't know what type of nest egg I need, but I do see clearly I got to start netting seven figures a year, and netting $200,000 or $300,000 a year ain't going to cut it. And so off I go. But, you know, now in coaching clients, and I think I hit this after I started netting seven figures a year, I'm like, well, what is the number? What is the number I've got to have after tax that will allow me to never have to work again and have freedom? And I came to realize, and I think this is true with a lot of people even today, that the magic number is around $5 million after tax, plus you got to have your house paid for. Now, I wanted a nice house, maybe a $4 million house back then. And so that's $9 million after tax, which meant I had to make $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you'd told me that when I was 50 and I was had a history of making $200,000 a year, I'm like, oh my God, you mean I got to not only now take my income to netting of over $1 million a year, but I got to do it for like 15 years. I'm like, wow, that is feels like too high a mountain to climb. But what I realized is that once you start netting that first million, netting multiple millions is inevitable. And I remember hearing Brian Tracy talk about this, and he says the netting the first million is the hardest, netting future millions is inevitable.
Yeah.
And that's always stuck with me. And boy, I saw it to be so true. But if you've never netted $1 million a year or even come close, boy, that's how it works. You get mm-hmm. the flywheel spinning. And I know for me, going from $200,000 initially to 1.5 million was infinitely harder than going from 1.5 to 5 million. I mean, it was like way, way, way easier. So just so you know.
Yeah. Just something to look forward to, everybody.
Yes. Yeah. So I guess the takeaway from this is, first of all, you can net $1 million a year. And, you know, if other people in your industry are doing it, why can't you? I always got comfort in that. But I think that's the first takeaway, is that it's possible. The second takeaway would be, it's way more than about the money. It's about, it changes your relationship with yourself, and that changes your relationship with everybody else. Anything else to add to that?
I couldn't have said it any better myself. So let's just mic drop on that.
Okay. Okay. That sounds good. Okay. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening today. If you've had your own aha moment from today's episode, send me or John an email. We'd love to share your epiphany with our audience. So email us at kelly@thinkitbeit.com or john@thinkitbeit.com. In the meantime, live the exceptional life.